The Federal Reserve announced a surprise emergency interest rate cut of a half percentage point today, the first time a cut like this has been made since the financial crisis in 2008. It is an attempt to support the economy and stabilize the volatile stock market, which has been reacting to the economic threat of the coronavirus outbreak. Joining us now is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Jeremy.
So, interestingly, we spoke yesterday with former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers about the Fed cutting interest rates, and he said the odds are even or better that we'll go into a recession within the next year. Listen.
To start with, starting with interest rates near zero, any recession would have been hard to combat. And a recession that's induced by the fact that people are afraid to gather together in crowds is going to be a recession that's much more difficult to combat with lower interest rates than normal recessions.
So why do you think the Fed decided to cut interest rates, which were already very low?
Yeah, I mean, even with the economy, our economy at full employment and the stock market, which, you know, Jeremy, just weeks ago it hit a record, this is the kind of exogenous shock that just has the potential to shut down the entire global economy from travel, supply chains, delays in projects. And so if you're the Federal Reserve, you have only so many tools and they're kind of blunt instruments. And they conceded in their statement this morning as much, but it still had to telegraph its willingness to the world to act and act boldly.
But the markets did not react well. At some point today, they were down 700 points. The Dow was. Do you think an interest rate cut is going to be the kind of thing that could bolster the economy in the face of the coronavirus threat?
In theory, it should stoke animal spirits. You want to buy stocks. You want to make investments. Get out of cash. You see the 10-year treasury now at 1%. I mean, this is called the pain trade. They're trying to smoke you out of cash. Get you to spend. I mean, at what point are airlines going to offer 2-for-1 rates? You're going to see just the $5 footlong thing reemerge again. You know, suddenly it's going to be 2 $5 footlongs. Anyway, I digress. But that's all in the interest of stimulus. And of course, this goes up against the big unknown of coronavirus. We have the parallel of SARS in 2003, but that didn't jump the pond as much as this did.
You mentioned the 10-year going down to about 1%. That is probably going to trickle into mortgage markets, car loans. You know, is this going to be the kind of thing that gets people to go out and spend more money, not just Wall Street investors?
Well, it can make it more appealing on the margin to invest, to buy something, to whether it be capital or investments. But again, you've never seen this kind of dual headline track play out after such an otherwise extraordinary move this morning. The market pulled back. So what's next? There's so far 90,000 cases across 77 countries and territories. Are we just waiting for it to spread across the U.S.? Are there other shoes that are going to drop? Central bank liquidity can only do so much. It's not going to kill this virus or invent a vaccine.
Well, and it's not going to get people to decide that they want to go to a convention that they didn't want to go to because of the coronavirus, or that they want to get on a plane and fly to a business meeting somewhere.
That's right. And that's where we're kind of beholden to science. How quickly can big pharma and countries coordinate both with quarantines and a vaccine or something that telegraph to the world that this is finally under control?
Well, and the G7 countries, the financial leaders have met today. They wanted to coordinate some kind of response. And so far, no concrete policies from them. So we'll stay tuned for that. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.